Thank you, Vaughn. Well, one of the rules of journalism is don't become the story. And so I'm not used to being the center of attention, but listening to Steve talk about the admissions process this morning, I thought that my story really is pretty different from that. The first time I laid eyes on this campus was the day I arrived to move into the dorm at Morrison, and I got on the plane in Honolulu with a dozen lays around my neck and wearing, for some reason, a polyester three-piece pantsuit. I don't know why. It was the 70s, and I got off the plane at RDU, and it was one terminal. It was not an international airport, and a fraternity brother with an MG convertible was there to pick me up as a service to pick up out-of-state students at the airport. I had three big suitcases, and so we somehow got them into or onto the MG, and we roared down NC-54 to Chapel Hill, and he deposited me in the traffic circle at Morrison Dorm, and I was there, and I was hit with that wonderful August heat and humidity in my polyester suit, and I looked up at the dorm, and I had no idea how to get my suitcases up there, but I was just delighted to be here in Chapel Hill and at college. And not only had I never been to campus, I had never been to North Carolina. I had actually never been to the mainland, United States. My family had moved when I was a baby to Hawaii, and I'd spent my whole life there. And so how did this come to be? It seems so strange now, looking at Steve and thinking about this elaborate admissions process. Well, it does kind of run in the family. My mother was a farm girl from Missouri. She literally went to school in a one-room schoolhouse. And she left there after graduating at age 16 and went to California by herself to go to college. And my dad grew up in Nebraska in a little town. And he left after high school graduation at 17 to join the Air Force and fight in World War II. So these two independent, adventurous people met and married. And in 1960, they had four children. They packed us all up and moved to Hawaii. My father went to work for doing engine maintenance for the airlines, and my mother became a school teacher. And they raised us. They had one more child. They raised us five children to be responsible, to work hard, and to think for ourselves. So when it came time to apply to college, I was sort of I did it on my own. And this was before the internet, hard to imagine. So applying for college, you sent off for the catalogs and application forms and went to the library and talked to people and tried to learn everything you could. And I went to a large public high school and that didn't have much of anything. We didn't have a great sports teams. We didn't have good facilities. We didn't have a lot of textbooks. It was kind of a tough school. So I wanted to go to a college that had just about everything. And so I was catalog shopping for my college. And I remember that powder blue Carolina catalog was about this thick. I remember reading through it and reading about this campus and the faculty and the library and the courses. And one of the dorms had a grand piano in the lobby. It sounded like Versailles to me. It just and there were other schools, and I applied to several and got in. But Carolina captured my heart, and so I decided to come here. And that's how I came to get on that airplane and arrive here. Well, I was a good student in high school, but things were not entirely smooth my first semester. I immersed myself in student life, but not necessarily in studying. So midterm grades came around. I saw the first D's of my life. And fortunately, if you recall, those were just advisory at that point to let you know how you were doing. And I had never had to study in high school. I don't know how I got through. It was on the basis of reading, I guess. And so fortunately, I had some older, wiser suite mates who took me by the elbow to Wilson Library, got me to sit in the carrel and learn to study for hours at a time. And eventually, I became a good student, probably too good a student for a journalism major. But I got through that. Why are you studying so much, my friends would say. I also had I had placed out of freshman English, but I was in an honors seminar, and I was with all, it was about a dozen students, and I quickly could tell that they had all studied these books before, and I was daunted, and I went to the professor, who's a big, tall man named Thomas Stumpf, and I said, you know, I can't do this, you know, Chaucer, Thackeray, these kids, they all know it. I'm going to have to drop the class. And he said, wait 2 weeks. He said, I think you can do it. And I'm so grateful to him because I love that class, and I did well in it, and I learned so much. And it let me know that even though I didn't have some of the high school background that others, that if you study and if you worked hard, you could do it. Carolina is so big, you know, and I was a little lost, but one day I went to the Daily Tar Heel and signed up, and that became my home away from home. And Carolina, over the years, provided me with everything I'd hoped for in the catalog and more. It started me on my professional path. It gave me lifelong friendships, and most of all, it brought me to North Carolina, a state that became my adopted home. Through the DTH, I made a lot of wonderful connections, also to the great North Carolina journalism tradition. One day I was there, and I heard this familiar booming voice come out of the morgue where the back issues were, and out walks Charles Kuralt, who was there to do some research. And I met Tom Wicker, who worked for the New York Times, and David Brinkley, and all these people. In 1980, I got to go cover the presidential election. Election night in 1980, I was in the Reagan campaign celebration, you know, taking notes and interviewing a lot of very happy, drunk Republican people. And I knew I was really going to be a journalist because my classmate who had gone was covering the Carter celebration, so we stayed at his grandmother's apartment. I got home, and he left a note in despair. He said, I'm so sorry about the outcome of this election and so on, and I was just exhilarated, so I realized that I was going to go into journalism, and he was going to go into something else probably, and he did. He ended up, I think, in local politics. My Carolina story also continued after graduation because I, through Carolina, got my first internship and my first job probably. A man named Jim Shoemaker, who was here, who was the guy in the journalism school, had street cred because he would every couple of years go back to work in the field at a newspaper, and so the students thought that he really was legitimate. And he helped me get my second job at United Press International, and my third job at the News and Observer. And as a reporter, traveling all over the state, you know, really coming to love it, literally from Manio to Murphy, it's such a privilege to have people invite you into their homes and their lives and tell their stories and getting to know what issues really mean. And that kind of journalism that's very connected to community has always been what really rewards me. And to come to understand and know this state, that this idea of to be rather than to seem is so important, and I came to appreciate as an adult how important UNC and especially UNC Chapel Hill has been to the history of this state and to the future. And being on North Carolina People with Bill Friday was a great highlight of my career. I have a little paperweight he gave me, the UNC People paperweight. But I think that connection between the News and Observer, especially in those years, and the state was really a continuation of my Carolina story. And even getting to know public radio came through listening faithfully to WUNC when I was here. My boss in Southern California now, Bill Davis, was the general manager here at WUNC years ago. And so that Carolina connection continues. And so I guess I'll close by saying that the good news is, I guess I don't think my Carolina story is necessarily over. My husband's a Guilford County native. Now, he is a triple degree holder from NC State, but we got over that. And we hope to come back someday. And meantime, it's been great to get to know all of you and renew the connections through this board. So thank you very much.